Hello, everyone. I want to thank you today for tuning in again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is good, and like always, He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God is always up to something good. There's always a greater report in God. The Word of God is good news, folks. We have a God who is serious about our well-being. He's serious about the way He moves in our lives. He's serious about what happens to you. And He's serious about what happens to us as a society. He cares about each of us. Each of us as an individual. Jesus died for us collectively and also individually. He would have did it just for you. Without Him, you're disconnected from heaven. God loves you, and His love was great. And His redemption was not without opposition. It had angelic, well, evil angel opposition, which are demons, and their mindsets, which persuaded men that didn't know what they need, which is still happening to this day. People don't know what they need because they haven't met Jesus yet. And when you meet Jesus, you know what you need. As you realize who He is and what He's done for you, the enemy can't just pull the wool over your eyes like he once did. Now, with that being said, God loves us. And He knows our challenge. And we're like men on the bank fishing for souls. We're like men on a boat fishing for fish, but we're fishing for souls. They want to stay in the water, and they need to be out of the water of deception. And they need to be in the water of life and out of the drowning water of darkness. And many times people, they think about, when you mention salvation, they look at themselves and they think about performance. Now, this brother in Sunday school was talking about that. Gwen in Sunday school was talking about how many times when he deal with people that do drugs, because he counsels people and get them off drugs, and I thank God for his ministry. But he said most of the time, they're looking at performance. But Jesus Christ, when he gave his message to his disciples, he was dealing with position. When you get saved, you're dealing with position. And the performance will come later. The beginning of the performance that you, a lot of people, you know, when I first got saved, I delayed because I didn't think I could do it. I wasn't sure I could do everything that God expected. And I wanted to, but I didn't think I could do it. That was my challenge. So I didn't get saved for a long time. At first, I didn't want to. Then I started wanting to. And then the years went by, I didn't think I could do it. And eventually, I got saved, and I'm glad I did. Because all my high school years, I could have been a Christian representing Jesus. I was just considered a good person, but I was not a Christian. Now, when people hear the gospel, they have mindsets. When Christians hear the gospel, and as they learn from, you know, as they learn things, the Lord introduced new things, sometimes they don't enter into it because of a mindset. A mindset, what we're dealing with today is end times. But these things are necessary for you to win in the end times. We're talking about mindsets versus the grace of God. A lot of times people, if they have a serious ailment, a cancer, a tumor, sometimes that becomes bigger than the grace of God because of the mindset. So now what they have to do, they have to study the word enough so that the perception of God's word becomes much greater than the facts and the pain in their body. If you find out you have cancer and you don't have pain yet, you really need to be studying the word and advancing the will of God in your body. You need to be studying his word, all the scriptures about healing. You need to be reading and filling your heart with that word, because you're required to believe God for your healing. If somebody can't believe God for your healing, especially you, you can die. And you got to see God greater than that cancer or that tumor or whatever it is. Any challenge, anything, nothing's too great for God. If it's an ailment, we need to get it fixed. Yeah, but preacher, that's a lot of work. Well, allowing the problem to exist is worse. Well, my preacher don't preach that. That's exactly why I'm saying this. Because many good men of God and women of God, they preach with the wrong mindset. The mindset of the world versus the grace of God. The mindset of people versus the grace of God. The naysay of Satan versus the grace of God. Well, these are good people and they didn't get healed. They didn't know. My pastor's spouse died of cancer and God didn't heal him. Yes, he did. In Isaiah 53, it says, with his stripes we are healed. Some people do die. But if you don't have to. Yeah, but now you're challenging me. I am challenging you. I'm challenging everybody. Because it's time to get Satan's foot off our throat. It's time to rise up and be the church God made. You read the book of Acts. How many times God healed people? Where did these mindsets come from in the first place? Look at the source. Why believe a lie when you can have the truth and the good of the truth? I am challenging you. And I mean to challenge you. I hope I always challenge till you get it. Because I want you healed. God needs you healed. You can do more for the kingdom of God if you stand and take what God gave you. Yeah, but preacher, my problem ain't healing. I got poverty. I don't have enough money. All right. Study the scriptures concerning finances. Learn the wisdom of the Proverbs. Work ethics. The Lord wants to, he can solve all problems. He said, when you are praying for a job or a work situation, pray for the job or work situation that you're most suited for. I was telling my daughter this just the other day. If you do this, you'll have a job that you enjoy and you can thrive in it. There's no reason why a child of God that's been given the kingdom of God to have any form of poverty in his life for a long period of time. We come to God as we are, and when you learn his ways and obey him, you change the facts on the ground. You change the facts in your life to the facts you need and the facts you desire, which is almost to the point that the facts that God desires, because he desires greater for us than we desire for ourselves. He wants you to live like him. He's got streets of gold. Yeah, but I don't want a luxurious life. You don't need a luxurious life. You do need to live well. You need to be able to contribute and give and be a blessing to people. You got people you love you want to do things for. You need to be doing it. You got children you want to put through college. Do it. Learn to prosper. Learn to be healed. Learn what God said. Forget those crazy mindsets. Every time Jesus did a miracle, he had opposition from the religious leaders. And it has filtered its way into the church. Good men and women of God preach a lot. You know, they used to preach no healing. Healing is sovereign. It's up to God. Now, more people are believing that people can get healed because they see people get healed on TV. Benny Hinn has crusades. Before that, it was Catherine Kuhlman. Great men of God had crusades. People got healed, and people got healed that you know got, and you know they got healed. And sometimes along the way, at just about every church, somebody get healed from something. And most people preach it in a hit and miss way. But the Word of God teaches it. It should be normal for you to be healed. And you're going to have to, you can settle for a lousy mindset, or you can receive the grace of God. Most people can receive the grace of God for salvation, and some for finances and not healing, some for healing and not finances. So, the wisdom of God. We need to be rich in the wisdom of God. We need to be dialoguing with the Lord all the time, every day. We need, as we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be talking to God every moment of the day. I'm saying, but continually, you should be able to go in His presence and get the facts you need. When you study His Word, it's Him speaking to you now, currently. And then the Holy Spirit, the Word comes to us in puzzle form. Because the Lord has enemies. And His enemies and their mindsets, they absorb the strength of the Word that you put in your heart. See, when you put the Word in your heart, it's just like charging a battery. And when you go out in the world and you live in according to God's ways and people are persuading you backwards, that works against that charge. So you have to have enough charge of God's. Hear me good, folks. You have to have enough charge of God's Word so that you can see what God did for you and know that the lies of this world are lies. And then you can stand in the challenge. You have to have enough to fulfill the need you got, enough to withstand the challenge, and enough to withstand your own mindset. And if you have more than enough Word of God in your heart, and that comes by hearing it daily and continually, it's not brainwashing. Brainwashing is deception. But this is enrichment. It's a big difference. The Word of God enriches you. It enables you. Doubt disables you. And we have the measure of faith. Pastor McCann said sometimes we just got to get the doubt out. Because even if you have the faith of God in your heart and doubt in your heart, you're dormant. You're disabled. But when you have faith in your heart and no doubt in your heart, then you can win. And this world, you can resist this world, Satan and all his conclusions. The Lord can't stop a mighty move. I mean, the world can't stop a mighty move of God. The Lord always wins when people have faith in Him. You know, I want your help, too. If those that can give a donation of any size, send it to Living Letter Ministries, 300 Mulberry Road, Birmingham, Alabama, 35214. That's Living Letter Ministries, 300 Mulberry Road, Birmingham, Alabama, 35214. And visit the website. All these broadcasts I'm putting on the website, they're on there now. And if you got somebody you wish they heard this broadcast, it's on the web. So go to newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com, and tell your friends, because we want to grow what God is doing. And I, you know, sometimes you have not because you ask not. But so the Lord said, well, you need to ask. Okay, I ask. And I thank God for what He's doing. Some people, I know ministries have abused people's trust. And I don't ever intend to do that. I ain't doing that. I want to grow this ministry. And I need help to do it. You know, the Lord got help. I asked for it. Now I get it, and we'll do it. Now, changing the mindset is not always easy. Don't always expect people to jump on the bandwagon with you, but continue to go forward in the Lord. Continue to serve. Continue that integrity, and you'll see mindsets change. You'll see people do things in a greater way around you eventually. I said one time, I said, men, it usually take men 10 years before they get saved. And that's just something I've noticed. Because the word gets in your heart and it grows in time, you know, but the Lord is doing things fast now because we're running out of time. And God has given people greater anointings. When people don't see what you see, be patient with them, love them anyway. Don't get mad. I'm going to read this in Habakkuk and we'll close. In chapter 2 it says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that they may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. When you live by your faith in this world, you're setting a standard. And you're setting a standard that can't be broke. Continue to do the life, continue to live the life of God, and you will see a mighty move of God in you, and you will see his handiwork in others. And your children need to see you win in this life. They're counting on you to win. The people you know need to see you win. Now, some of them are going to get saved, and they're going to run faster than you, which that's what we want. Some of you are going to teach better than I can, and that's what I want. I want people to reach people. People reach people. Angels don't reach people because they're not required to. They can't have redemption, and they can't preach redemption through Jesus Christ. Only humans can. And the gospel has survived from 2,000 years ago with opposition till nations were born. Even Colombia is becoming a Christian nation. They teach the Bible in their schools. I saw it on TV. America backslid when it came to that. But other nations are running with God now. It's time to make change, because the end times are upon us, and we're going to have to either we're going to go with God or we're going to die with this world. And I ain't dying with this world. So I'm one of them that's going with God, and I want you to also. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to bless and train those that want to be trained and learn his word and live his life and do his purpose. You draw near to him, he's drawing near to you. And I thank the Lord for that. Now, to next time, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.